wanted to save the time. We had discussed it prior to the play. If something negative would have happened, we were going to use the timeout, save the time. We'd have gotten the ball back with around 48, 49 seconds back, you know, and had a chance at the end. Thought initially, you know, started out just trying to get his legs. You know, had a couple missed assignments early, and you know, felt like that he settled into the game as the game wore on, and we used more help on his side as the game wore on as well, and really on both edges. But you know, he's a warrior. He's a battler, and he stepped up, did a good job. He'll learn from it and get ready for next week.
How much did the loss of Lane affect obviously the play of the offensive line, but also what you were trying to do?
Well, you know, Lane's a big part of what we're doing, and he was playing well, and it is disappointing, you know, from that standpoint. But at the same time, you know, we're handed these cards, and we're gonna play. We're gonna play with the best five up front, and it's our job as coaches. I mean, this is what we get hired to do, to make our players better, and we're gonna do that this week with Big B.
You guys vowed to clean up the penalties last week. You had 111 yards of penalties, even more this week.
Yeah, penalties and third down. I mean, that's the name of the game. You know, it starts with me. I got to go back and evaluate, and it's a discipline thing. I got to look and see, are guys in position? Are they out of position? Are they moving their feet, not moving their feet? Whatever they're doing to cause the penalty. Some of them are legit, obviously, but it's an area that we definitely have to clean up, that and third down.
It looked like you lost the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball that battle. Is that what you saw as well?
Well, I thought initially you know, we came out, we were running the ball exceptionally well, and we had some big runs in there, and had a couple of movement throws with Carson on the edge that we missed it one early and came back and hit Trey, different things like that. But really on both sides, any time in these games, you know, it always comes down to your offensive defensive lines taking control of the line of scrimmage. I thought, too, as the game wore on, you know, defense hung in there, gave us an opportunity a couple times, and then you know, we did some nice things, but something that you know, we just got to take a look at, you know, Monday and Tuesday and clean up for another good opponent next week.
They asked you for like 230 plus rushing yards. I mean, would you believe that this defense
could
get hammered like that?
I you don't expect it, obviously. That's a, you know, obviously Washington, they you know, they pride themselves in the run game and play action pass. That's kind of what they do, and Kirk's very good at that, you know, in that situation. Again, it's just something that we've got to go and evaluate it and make sure that we're as coaches doing the right things to help our players be in position to make plays.
How much did you miss Vinny Logan, and how much did his absence?
Yeah, anytime, you know, a guy like Benny, you lose him, it's definitely it weakens your troops a little bit, you know, because we like to rotate a bunch of guys up front. We'll just have to evaluate him and see if he can get back next week.
Do you have an update on it?
I don't right now.
You mentioned giving Big B tight end running back help as the game progressed. Did that affect at all what you were able to call as the game went?
You know what? It doesn't, because you can still utilize your backs and tight ends in those situations and still be able to run their routes. And we just, you know, just favored that a little bit more in the second half of the game. And once we got going, it helped us a little bit in the passing game, being able to throw it down the field.
Do you feel like Carson got a little jittery and all in the pocket because of kind of how the game started?
Yeah, you know, and that's part of Carson's makeup is his eyes are always down the field. And that's the great thing about him, and the aggressiveness that he has down the field. You know, and listen, last week, this week, these are going to be great learning lessons for Carson. Being able to mature as a quarterback, still taking a lot of reps. You know, he's still a rookie, but he's our guy, and I'm so excited to be able to continue to work with him. And listen, he's such a competitor that these things bother him. These types of things bother him, and he's going to clean it up and be ready to go next week.
Do you bother you too, though?
Well, obviously, when you lose, it bothers me too, you know, you know, I got to look at myself in the mirror too and make sure that I'm helping the guys on offense and putting them in positions to be successful.
What's the reason for the regression overall from where you were going into the bye now?
I think a little bit has to do with, you know, number one, there's more film out there for teams to take a look at you. You know, it comes down to our execution. Again, this goes back to, you know, I got to make sure that we're not doing too much offensively. I got to get with Frank and make sure that we keep things nice and simple and basic, not say basic, but, you know, basic offense and defense, you know, on both sides of the ball. Just let our guys play fast, and that starts with me, and we'll go back and evaluate that.
Do you feel like you have a lot to clean up? You're going to face a 5-0 team next week. Do you feel like there's a lot to clean up?
You know, I don't know if it's a lot. I just think that you just got to, you know, the challenging thing is you got to understand situational football in the National Football League and all your down and distances and where you are in the football field and what you're trying to get done. And it's assignments. It's all about assignments and doing your job. Starts with me and making sure that you know, we're putting our players in the best possible situation. You know, we do have some things to clean up. We do have the penalties we got to get rid of, and we got third down that we got to get better at. And those will be points of emphasis this week.
After such an optimistic start to lose two in a row, do you worry about your team mentally?
You can begin to go down that road. I don't ever look at it that way. I was 1-5 a year ago, and went on a 10 straight, you know, deal. So. I've seen it on both ends, and you know, it is my job to make sure these guys are ready to go mentally, physically, the whole thing, so we can be fresh for next weekend. But you know, short-term memory, you know, you watch the tape, you make them, you know, the necessary corrections, you move on from it, you learn from it. And I told the team last week, there's two types of people in this league. There's ones that learn from it, and then there's ones that don't. So we have to learn from these.
On defense, there were no sacks. Are you guys able to win?
I think so. You know, it's obviously a big part of, you know, our pass rush is to be able to put pressure on the quarterback. I thought Washington did a good job in their pass protection. They did utilize, as you saw, some tight ends and some different backs and things like that to take some shots down the field. And they did a nice job. But, again, you know, we pride ourselves on getting up the field. And we just got to get better in that area.
At halftime, did you consider at all, you know, making any changes on the offensive line?
No, I've got so much confidence in all the guys that sends a bad message to the players, to the team. And again, it's our job as coaches, as the head coach, to make sure our guys are ready to play.
What gave you confidence?
I just like the way he's matured. He's worked during practice. He's the way he's gone against our guys and just what we saw through training camp, you know, with him being in a position to help us. So. And the fact that we didn't have to disrupt two spots, we could focus on one and get one player ready to go, and we'll continue to work with him.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.